The Good News, according to Luke, chapter 23. And the whole group of them rose up and brought him before Pilate. There they began to accuse him, saying, "We found this man turning our nation from the right path, forbidding people to pay taxes to Caesar, and saying that he himself is the Anointed One, the coming King." And Pilate asked him, saying, "Are you the King of the Jews?" And he answered him, and said, "You say so." And Pilate said to the chief priests and the crowd, "I don't find even one fault in this man." But they became more urgent, saying, "He stirs up the people, teaching throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee, even to this place." But when Pilate heard them mention Galilee, he asked whether the man was a Galilean. And when he realized that he was from Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who himself was also at Jerusalem in those days. Now when Herod saw Jesus, he was very happy, for he had been wanting to see him for a long time, because of the many things he had heard about him, and he hoped to see some miracle done by him. So he questioned him with many words, but Jesus gave him no answer. And the chief priests and the scribes stood nearby, vehemently accusing him. Then Herod, together with his soldiers, treated him contemptibly. And having mocked him and arrayed him in gorgeous apparel, they sent him back to Pilate. And Herod and Pilate became friends with each other that very day, for they previously had had animosity between themselves. Then Pilate called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, and said to them, "You brought this man to me as one who misleads the people. And look here, I have examined him in front of you and have found no fault in this man concerning those things of which you accuse him. No, nor has Herod either, for he sent him back to us. And see, nothing worthy of death has been done by him. Therefore, I will beat him with whips and release him." Now by custom, he had to release one prisoner to them at each feast. But they all shouted together, saying, "Away with this man, but release Barabbas to us." Someone who, for a certain rebellion made in the city and for murder, had been thrown into prison. And Pilate called out to them again, desiring to release Jesus. But they shouted, saying, "Crucify, crucify him." And he said to them the third time, "Why, what evil has this man done? I have found no cause of death in him. I will therefore scourge him and release him." But they were vehement with loud voices, insisting that he be crucified. And their voices, together with those of the chief priests, prevailed. So Pilate gave the sentence that their request be granted, and he released him, for whom they ask, who for rebellion and murder had been thrown into prison. But Jesus he delivered up to their will. And as they led him away, they forcefully took someone called Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the field, and laid the cross on him to carry it behind Jesus. And a large crowd of the people followed him, including some women who were beating their breasts with grief and wailing for him. But Jesus, turning to them, said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, don't weep for me. Instead, weep for yourselves and for your children. For see here, the days are coming in which they will say, 'Blessed are the childless, and the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.' At that time they will begin to call out to the mountains, saying, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Hide us.' For if they do these things when the tree is still full of sap, what will they do when it is dried up?" Start Dyer Commentary. Probably a local saying, perhaps meaning something like this: if they act like this when things are going well, what will they do in times of stress and affliction? End Dyer Commentary. And they also led away to others, criminals who were to be put to death with him. And when they came, to the place which is called the Skull. They crucified him there with both the criminals, one on his right side, and the other on his left. And Jesus said, O Father, forgive them, for they don't realize what they are doing. Now, in order to divide his garments among them, they cast lots, a kind of game of chance. And the people stood watching, but the rulers also ridiculed him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if this is the anointed one of God, his chosen one. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him sour wine, saying, If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. And there was also an inscription placed over him in Greek, Roman, and Hebrew, writing, This is the King of the Jews. And one of the criminals, also hanging on a cross, reviled him, saying, Aren't you the anointed one? Save yourself and us. But the other responded by rebuking him and said, Don't you even fear God, since you are under the same judgment? For we truly are being punished justly for what we have done. But this man has done nothing wrong. And he said to Jesus, Remember me, Lord, when you come into your kingdom. And he said to him, What I now tell you is the truth. You will be with me in paradise. And it was now about the sixth hour of the day, and a darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour. The sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was torn right down the middle. And Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, Father, I commit my spirit into your hands. And having said this, he breathed out his last breath. And when the centurion saw what went on, he praised God, saying, This was a truly righteous man. And all the crowds which had gathered to see this sight, when they witnessed the things which were done, returned, beating their breasts. And all his acquaintances, including the women who followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance, watching these things. And look, there was a man named Joseph, from Arimathea, a city of the Jews, who was a member of the Sanhedrin, a good and righteous man, who had not consented to their counsel and deed, who was himself looking for the kingdom of God. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus, and he lowered it down from the cross, wrapped it in a linen cloth, and placed him in a tomb that was hewn in stone, in which no one had ever been laid. Now it was the day of the preparation, and the Sabbath evening was coming near. And the women who had come with him from Galilee followed after him, and saw the tomb, and how his body was placed. So they returned and prepared aromatic spices and perfumed ointments. But on the Sabbath they rested according to the commandment. This is the end of Luke chapter 23.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.